He said here in Romans chapter 12, he said, be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high thing. And sometimes we can get to thinking of ourselves and thinking so highly of ourselves and the wrong thing. He said, mind not high thing, but condescend to men of low estate. And be not wise in your own conceit. Here we go. See, when you know your weapons, you won't get caught in this. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. See, that's the wrong weapon. Somebody do you wrong, I'm going to get even. That's the wrong thing. That's the wrong weapon. He said, recompense to no man what? Evil for evil, but rather do what? Provide thing honest in the sight of some men. You mean all men? If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live how? Peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine.
Yes, sir.
God said, I didn't tell you to try to fight the enemy. This battle is mine. I told you to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. 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 So let me see, can we see how our Lord used this word? Matthew chapter 4. Here we go. Then was Jesus led of the Spirit into the wilderness. This is Matthew 4:1, King James. To be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. Listen to what he said. Command these stones to be made bread. Let's see how Jesus responds to this. See, Satan come to you and tell you something that's contrary to the word. And we just read, said, if we, when he bring those things, we are to refute them, cast them down, bring them into captivity, right? Now, God never told Jesus, now you go around and make stone become bread. You can't find it written in the scripture. But here he come. Are you seeing this? Here he come telling you, well, you got this. And you've been raised in a society. And sometimes in churches. They tell you when you get old, you got to come down with this. You got to come down with that. Am I right? Well, you're losing your mind now. You know you're at that age. And if we go for that trash, we're going to wind up in the trash bag. But Jesus knew that God never told him to make stone, bread out of stone. So he said, but he answered him and said, now 40 days, 40 nights, he'd been without food. And physically so, you know his strength wasn't at the top. Have you ever fasted 40 days and night? And you know if you fast 3 days, You ready to heat up a house. Come on. But this is 40 days. And physically so, Jesus had to be somewhere kind of weak. Physically so. But you notice he didn't sit there and argue with Satan. He just used his weapon. He said, it is written. He just told him. See, when Satan starts telling you about your sickness, your disease, your poverty, your lack, you need to know what's written. It's written, God will supply all my need. It's written. It's written that I'm never alone. It's written that I'm a new creation. It's written, Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's written. It's written. Now, why should I respond to something that's not written? Ooh, Jesus. But he knew his weapon. He says, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. How do we live? We don't live by bread alone. If those people that try to live by bread alone, they're in trouble. But I live by the words that come out of my mouth. Hallelujah. I'm a rich man. I'm healthy. I'm wealthy. I live strong. I live long. Great is he that's in me than he that is in the world. I'm a man of faith. I'm a man of praise. I do worship God. I trust him. He is my life. He lives on the inside of me. Great is he that's in me now. All this is written. It's written. And Jesus says, it's written. Man shall not live by bread alone. And devil, that wasn't enough. You thought he would leave him alone, wouldn't you? And he said, then the devil takes him up into the holy city, sits him on the pinnacle of the temple, and says unto him, if thou be the Son of God, now listen to this, cast thyself down, for it is written. Now here he go, trying to get him to cross the scripture up, twist it. Because Jesus didn't need for him to say, Satan had clear knowledge. He had been wondering for a while because he didn't know who he was. But this previous chapter, God announced Jesus. If we need to back up there and read it, we will. God announced it. And God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And Satan heard it just like the rest of the people. He heard what you say. When you start talking crazy, he responds to what you say. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to make it. You know, I'm so weak and I'm so tired and I'm so this. And he just helped you out. But when God said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, he set out to try to trap him. But Jesus knew what was written, so let's look at it. And he said, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee. And in thy hand they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. But watch with Jesus. So you got to know what's written. Because he twisted that.